the old tip-top so that you know where we stand. I'm a very big man in a very big firm with an awful lot of power in my hand. And I run my ship with a good tight grip, and I've played it every game worth winning. And this goddamn thing comes along and bing. But I guess I better start at the beginning. It was just a day like a normal day. In fact, I felt real swell. I'd firmed a deal with another big wheel, and the meeting of the board went well. And at 6:15, I went home to Jean. She met me with a nice, cool gin. And she looked real odd and said, "Oh, my God, there's a lump of peanut butter on your chin." Well, we figured it out. It had been that way from the time I went into work that day. And I'd wheeled and dealed and spieled all day with a lump of peanut butter on my chin. Day or two just to let things simmer down. And I figured out what a jerk I'd been, and I hurried to get back downtown. Not a word was said, and I forged ahead till my right-hand man came in. And there he stood with a face like wood and a lump of peanut butter on his chin. Well, Jean and I had a good long laugh when I got back home that night. Funny thing what a guy can do just because everybody thinks he's right. And I was laughing still on my way to work, but I stopped when I walked in, 'cause every jerk from the chairman to the clerk had a lump of peanut butter on his chin. Not one bare chin in the whole darn group, and they looked at me as I stumbled through, and every look said, "Why don't you have a lump of peanut butter on your chin?" For the longest day in my whole career, I sat in my lonely place. And every soul who came through that door had that stupid-looking substance on his face. And at last I knew what I had to do, and I locked the door securely from within. And with these same hands that have forged new lands, I put a lump of peanut butter on my chin. Our competitors heard, as competitors will, and before the day was through, big execs and their big brown specs. And the chairman of the board had two. Hit the crowd like a mushroom cloud. The populace was all pulled in, and they each confessed that they felt unrest with any. Well, I slammed the door and I left that place, and I hurried home at a madman's pace. And there stood Jean with a tear-stained face. Misbegotten goof, and I don't care who you have spoken to, or where in the world you've been, on my bended knees, I must beg you, please, don't put a lump of peanut butter on your chin.